As we've been reporting, many hospitals throughout the country are stretched to capacity, dealing with the highest number of COVID patients reported during the pandemic. President Biden announced this morning that he's sending military medical personnel to help hospitals in six states.
Today, I'm announcing our next deployment of six additional federal medical teams, a total of more than 120 military medical personnel, to six hard-hit states: Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Rhode Island.
The other state is New Mexico. In recent days, ERs in Boston have also seen a 50% increase in hospitalizations. Dr. Christian Arbelez is chief of emergency medicine at Boston Medical Center and joins us now for more. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Arbelez, can you describe what you're seeing right now in your emergency room at Boston Medical Center?
Sure. Yeah, now here at Boston Medical Center, we are facing significant challenges due to the Omicron and this new surge, along with the high volume, particularly in the emergency department. We're seeing up to 450, 480 daily visits in our emergency department. And our particular patient population is one that we serve here in the Boston area with complex needs, vulnerable patient population. And I want to just highlight, on top of all of this, that we've been facing a pretty significant behavioral health pandemic, right? And so on top of that, this Omicron surge has been incredibly challenging.
Let's break this down for a minute. Upwards of 500 patients a day. What kinds of patients are coming into the ER with COVID? Are they young, old, vaccinated, unvaccinated?
You know, we're seeing all of it. We're seeing all of that, vaccinated, unvaccinated, sick, not sick, asymptomatic. Some of our homeless patients are coming in from shelters with asymptomatic COVID. We really are seeing everything from across the board. And I think what makes this very different than the prior surges are that, we have patients that are still coming in for regular emergency care. That's probably one of the most significant differences from the first surge, where we saw a really significant volume drop in our RADs across the country.
How are you treating these patients, and are there better outcomes now than in those early days of the pandemic?
Yeah, the science has really moved and advanced for us. Now we have, medication and treatments that we're able to provide, monoclonal antibody infusions, and just a better understanding of the virus and the way that it affects our patient population. I think the difference for us this surge is that we're seeing, those that are unvaccinated, I think, are the ones that are most affected and ending up sick and in our ICUs, and then the young as well.
You know, when we have these conversations, immediately we're thinking about the doctors and nurses and medical staff. What sorts of stress is this surge putting on your staff? We've heard about shortages at hospitals. What's the situation there?
You know, that's probably the hardest one for me as a chief of emergency services here. You know, our staff has just been like tidal wave after tidal wave. Now we're on the fourth surge. The way that this spread through our community, and particularly through our staff, and all the way to our families, right? Like heading into the Christmas holidays, many of us were facing isolation because it had come into our circles and bubbles. The staff has been really stretched, working extra hours to help pitch in for their colleagues who have been out. Luckily here, it's just a wonderful team. I'm truly inspired here by our emergency providers, nursing, all of our colleagues who just have stepped up in such an incredible way. I think, it just makes us a stronger team.
You know, I'm also wondering about other parts of the hospital that might be impacted by this. Early in the pandemic, we saw that many people who needed to have elective surgeries or even major surgeries had to postpone those. What is that situation like?
Yeah, as a hospital, we have been preparing for this moment that we're currently in as if November. We've been really trying to prepare for our staffing, our surge spaces, our capacity, and really beginning to be thoughtful and deliberate about how we ramp down our operations in a way that was considerate of our patients. We wanted to make sure that we were postponing non-essential surgeries, didn't want to delay anyone's care Making sure that we move people from the emergency department to other alternative sites, such as ambulatory clinics, telehealth visits. And so we've just been really creative and nimble, trying to figure out how do we build capacity outside of the walls of the emergency department so that we can continue providing care and just get through this wave successfully and then always with our patients' best interests in mind.
Thank you so much, doctor.
Thank you so much.